is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. U.S. tariffs against Mexico and Canada took effect today, and the trade war is on. Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau.
We will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
I'm Jim Krasula. Canadian leaders say their response in the sudden tariffs tit-for-tat will target Republican states and allies of President Donald Trump. The list includes Kentucky bourbon, Tennessee whiskey, oranges and fruit from Florida, peanut products from Georgia, household appliances made in South Carolina and Ohio, motorcycles from Pennsylvania, and furniture made in North Carolina.
Jeff Gilbert on how this could impact auto production and sales.
65,000 vehicles are built in North America every day, about a quarter of them in Mexico, 8% in Canada. Parts also flow freely across the border. Tariffs that last more than a few weeks could cause vehicle production to be impacted and prices to go up.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress in a few hours. Reporter Linda Kenyon has a preview.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the speech before a joint session of Congress will be a cause for celebration.
Tonight, President Trump is going to be celebrating the renewal of the American dream.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's nothing to celebrate.
Donald Trump has done nothing to brag about tonight. It hasn't even been 50 days, and he's already made a huge mess of our country.
Some Democrats say they will not attend the speech. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump has paused U.S. assistance to Ukraine after the spat with President Zelensky in the Oval Office. Zelensky now calls that regrettable. This American works with medics in Ukraine and thinks Trump is giving Russia too much of an advantage.
We're not helping anyone with peace with Russia. There's no such thing. They don't want peace. They want a piece of you, but they don't want peace.
A powerful storm system is sweeping across the U.S., impacting millions. Chris Fox on the damage earlier in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott activated the state's emergency response teams in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That means assessing damage and cleaning up. At the height of the storms, nearly 400,000 left without power. Roofs ripped off schools and warehouses. Somehow this man's RV survived winds nearly the equivalent of a Category 1 hurricane.
We're lucky. We don't know how our 25-foot didn't flip. All I can say is God was on our side.
Also, severe drought and heavy winds over most of the rest of the state have fire danger conditions listed as extreme. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The markets are still reacting to the tariffs on Wall Street. The Dow was off 670 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The senator from Vermont will be in Kenosha Friday. Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a rally at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls his ongoing Fight Oligarchy Tour. The event is at the Parkside Arena, and it's free to attend. In his first State of the City address, Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala talked about a drop in crime rates and a rise in building permits. Bogdala outlined plans to tackle the city's housing crisis. He suggested changes to temporary housing regulations and introducing an affordable housing initiative in the Wilson area. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
We're moving in the right direction. We've had some hiccups. This is to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have. And obviously, you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore. Your lips, there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is with me from the Racine Arts Council. And something was just happening. This is a big event. This just wrapped up, though, right?
Right. In fact, we had a whole weekend full of really great events. And I just want to give a shout out to everything. Over the weekend, we had the annual Thoughts for Food benefit. That was back on Friday and Saturday. And then on Monday, there was Empty Bowls. a shout out. Thank you to all of the volunteers and the organizations who just work so hard on those events. They deserve so much praise. But I also just really want to do a special call out and appreciate the artists. There's so many people who just generally support these fundraisers with donating their time, their talent, their creative works. It's a big part of the success of both events, the musicians, the artists. They just benefit our community so impactfully. And this weekend was a great example of that. So thank you to everyone involved in Thoughts for Food and Empty Bowls.
It's funny. I was out to eat on Sunday with a group of people, and they were talking about empty bowls. And somebody asked another person in our party, they said, oh, do you want to go to Empty Bowls? And he thought they meant, do you want to go volunteer? And he was ready to sign up for it. And they're like, no, we're just going to the event.
It's a great event. And it's really a chance to see. So not only is there music playing, but just so many artists donate such beautiful works to support them through raffles and silent auctions. It's wonderful.
All right. Very good. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright da 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 da, whoosh whoosh whoosh, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Too.
Lobo, me and you and a dog named Boo on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Farming, still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report, weekday mornings from 5 till 6. She's also got reports throughout the day, so you can keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Today is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous ice-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You're gone.
1963, it's the Chiffons and One Fine Day on WRJN. Now, that song was written by Carol King and her husband. It was intended for their babysitter, Little Eva, who had a hit the year earlier with The Locomotion, but her voice didn't quite sound right on it, so they gave it to the Chiffons instead.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough, so come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Baby, when you grow up, come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. When you grow up, girl, you've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world.
WBR, your home for local news and timeless hits, and UW Badger men's basketball, WRJN. Next game coming up this Saturday at 11 a.m. Matt LePay has the call of the game as the Badgers take on Penn State. You can hear the games right through the tournament right here on WRJN, and you can check out the sports schedule for the week on our website at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The senator from Vermont will be in Kenosha Friday. Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a rally at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls his ongoing Fight Oligarchy Tour. The event is at the Parkside Arena, and it's free to attend. Sanders' visit comes ahead of Wisconsin's April 1st election, which will determine the control of the state Supreme Court. After Kenosha, Sanders has events in Altoona, Wisconsin, and Warren, Michigan. The tariffs have taken effect. To learn more about the local impact, check out the Racine County Eye website. They've got a deep dive on the financials online. It's at racinecountyeye.com. It's always good to be reminded, and Racine County is trying to help with driving tips. The Racine County Traffic Safety Commission has designated March as Highway Work Zone Safety Month. The initiative aims to educate drivers on the importance of staying alert, slowing down, and following instructions in work zones. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, eventually mixing with and changing over to snow into tomorrow. Temps will fall out of the 40s tonight and tomorrow into the 30s. Breezy at times as well, with gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. It's 42 right now.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Thank you.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. I don't think it's around anymore, but there used to be a website called The Two Things, and I love this idea. Glenn Whitman started the website after he had a chat with a guy in a bar, and the guy asked Glenn what he did for a living. Glenn said he was an economist. The guy said, "So what are the two things about economics?" And after that, Glenn would pose the two things question to someone who knew about things that he didn't. Let me give you a couple of examples. The two things about cooking: use fresh ingredients and clean as you go. And the two things about gardening: water regularly and be patient.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, girl, in that case, I don't want. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or just take WRJN with you wherever you travel. You can download the app at civicmedia.us.
And the eagle flies with the dove. And if you
Stephen Stills, Love the One You're With on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. By now, you may have heard that we have once again renewed our partnership with the Racine Raiders football team for many, many years. The Racine Raiders and WRJN were partners, and then we weren't for a while, and now we are again. We're happy about it. You can see the schedule soon on WRJN.com. We're going to air all of the home and away games for the 2025 Raiders schedule, and the first game coming up in May. Rescue me, WRJN. I think somebody needs to rescue the microwave in the break room here. There's so much food splattered on the sides, you can only make half a bag of popcorn at a time.
Yeah.
WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your body. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. To show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. To show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine, learning from me.
one time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The U.S. tariffs against Mexico and Canada have started a trade war.
That's going to hurt people on both sides of the border.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country will impose tariffs on more than $100 billion worth of American goods over the course of 21 days. And Chris Mavridis in Toronto.